Mr. Samuelson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ms. Robach, good morning to you. Do either of you have questions before we begin?
No.
I apologize if I have mispronounced the name, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Mr. Samuelson, you may approach.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, Mike Samuelson, Reynolds, Korth, and Samuelson here today on behalf of the appellant in this case, Carol Harker Road. This matter comes to you on an appeal from the District Court of Chase County, Nebraska, where the District Court denied the motion of Carol Harker Road to intervene in a case that was pending there in Chase County District Court. Carol Harker Road was appointed as the personal representative for her husband.
Is she still the personal representative?
She is. There was a special administrator that was appointed during the course of the proceedings, and he is still, Tim Thompson, an attorney out of North Platte, he is still acting as special administrator in the estate.
But the letters of personal representative were not rescinded or limited in any way after the special administrator was appointed, is that right?
That's correct. She was still afforded the opportunity to continue as a personal representative. However, there was a special administrator that was appointed. There was some concerns. The reason for the appointment was there were some concerns about her ability to look into transactions that involved her individually. So the court appointed a special administrator for purposes of the litigation that was going on at the time that Ms. Harker Road attempted to intervene in. That had to do with some life insurance proceeds. Her husband, Sid Harker Road, passed away in 2018. In 2019, Sid's brother, Brian, passed away. Subsequent to that, there was some litigation that was commenced over approximately $2 million in life insurance proceeds. She was initially the plaintiff in that as personal representative of the estate.
Isn't she still the plaintiff in that?
Well,
as personal representative of the estate? Was she ever dismissed?
She was not formally dismissed, but there was a substitution.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I saw a request for substituted parties, and that was filed by Tim Thompson.
Yes.
And it looked to me like he has to be substituted as a party defendant, and I didn't see an order substituting parties. Did I miss something?
I don't believe Your Honor did. There was he filed a notice. I think it was a notice of substitution. It may have been a motion to substitute following his appointment in the county court proceeding as a special administrator. I don't know that there was ever a formal. I didn't see the formal order. If to the extent it was announced on the record during the course of one of the proceedings, he filed pleadings as special administrator in the case. He took depositions for purposes of the litigation, and I think all parties to that case treated him as the plaintiff for purposes of it. Carol Harker Road sought to intervene in the case in her individual capacity. She is a devisee and a beneficiary under the estate for Sid.
Does she need to seek intervention?
Well,
individually, if she's already the personal representative.
Well, and so the issue with that is there was some level of concern, some level of confusion over whether or not she was technically in the case at that point. She sought to intervene in her individual capacity because the court, for purposes of the proceedings, had already appointed Tim Thompson as special administrator, who had been carrying the ball for purposes of it. So she sought to intervene just to ensure that she had a spot at the table for purposes of the litigation, because she wished to participate in it, because a recovery of the life insurance proceeds directly impacted the amount that she would receive in the estate. So she sought to intervene just to make sure that she had a seat at the table. Now, the district court judge, as part of his order denying the intervention, made note of the fact that Tim Thompson was already in place and was there. He made reference in the order to the fact that their interests were aligned. Well, the fact that they're aligned is not grounds to deny the request to intervene. So he also, the district court judge in the order set forth that she did not have a direct and legal interest. For purposes of that, we obviously dispute that characterization that she doesn't. The recovery of those approximately $2 million in proceeds directly impacts the amount that she would receive. So certainly from our perspective, she had a direct and legal interest for purposes of the litigation, because amounts received directly impacted the amounts that she would receive, that she would get in the estate.
How much discretion does the statute allow a judge?
Excuse me, Your Honor. Well, the intervention, I don't think there's a whole lot of discretion. Intervention, I believe it's, and it's cited in the briefs, Your Honor, intervention is a matter of right. Now, but the trial court judge has the ability to determine whether or not the party that's seeking intervention has a direct and legal interest in the matter at issue. But once that's determined, I think intervention is a matter of right. So that's the crux of the issue here before Your Honors. And we believe that quite clearly that she does have a direct and legal interest for purposes of the request to intervene. Some of the cases that were cited by Appley in their brief had to do with cases to where there wasn't a personal representative, where requests to intervene were denied. In those particular instances, there wasn't a personal representative appointed.
Let's back up for a second.
Sure.
Perhaps to some basics of probate law. We're talking about a cause of action that belonged to Sydney Harkle Road, right?
Harkle Road, yes.
Harkle Road.
Yes.
And upon his death, your argument is that cause of action descended to his heirs or devisees subject to administration, right?
Correct.
And although there is administration in the form of the special administrator, no one is contending thus far that I've heard that there's a conflict between Carol as devisee and the special administrator in his capacity of administrating, right?
That's correct. Their interests would be aligned.
And so this is one of those instances where you're arguing, because of the devolution statute in Nebraska that all property descends upon death, that she had at that moment a direct and personal interest.
That's correct, Judge.
All right.
Could Carol have filed this action as a plaintiff? Would she have had standing to do that?
When she filed the action, there wasn't a special administrator appointed, so she filed as personal representative.
I had that question. Could she have filed in her individual capacity? Would she have had standing as a plaintiff?
I think it probably would have been clearer for her to file as personal representative.
But now she's seeking to intervene individually, correct?
Correct.
And so my question is, would she have had standing to file this lawsuit as the plaintiff in her individual capacity?
I think she probably theoretically would have.
Under Headkey?
Well, where there's a personal representative appointed, I think the case law suggests that that's the party to pursue it. In this particular instance, since there was a special administrator, since she was appointed as the personal representative, it made sense for her to file in her capacity as the PR. So,
are we talking about personal property here, or is this
we're talking about
sue.
Well, as far as the asset at issue, those are funds, so that would be the personal property. As far as her ability to sue, I think the intervention statutes are clear. Once you have a direct and legal interest, I think the ability to intervene, I think, is a matter of right. Once a determination is made that you have a direct and legal interest for purposes of the matter at issue, the dispute.
Is there any other litigation pending between these parties that would impact our analysis in this case?
There is some litigation involving several of the claims in the estate. Michelle Harker wrote, paid off several, either her individually or in her capacity as PR, Brian's estate, paid off several banks. She is attempting to step into the shoes of those banks. Those claims are set for litigation here in about a month. The value of the estate, however, we believe is adequate regardless of those claims. Notwithstanding, if there's an additional $2 million in the estate, that directly impacts the amount that she's to receive.
Is your client a party to this other litigation?
She is. So, and I see I'm out of time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Robach, good morning to you.
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Erin Robach. I am the attorney for the appellee, Michelle Harker Road, personal representative of the estate of Brian Harker Road. Based upon the justices' questions that they had of Mr. Samuelson, I wanted to clear a few things up. As Mr. Samuelson indicated, this lawsuit in which Carol Harker Road now seeks to individually intervene was initially brought by her as the personal representative of the estate of Sidney Harker Road back in October of 2019. Subsequently, there was, as the court has acknowledged, a substitution of plaintiff that was filed by Tims Thompson, who was then appointed in the probate court as the special administrator of the estate.
Was there ever a ruling on that? It was just I looked at the pleading, and it was simply a notice, and it referenced substituting the party defendant. I'm trying to get from that pleading to where everybody says we are today. Just connect the dots for me.
Yes, so that was a typo. He was substituting in as the plaintiff. I think there's in that substitution, I noticed that as well, that there's a reference to defendant, but if you look at the prayer for relief, he's asking to be substituted in as the plaintiff.
So was there an order somewhere?
There was not an order entered, but after the filing of that substitution, there was no formal written order entered. But since that date, Tim Thompson has represented the plaintiff. He has been stepped into the shoes of the plaintiff. The court has acknowledged him. If you look at all the subsequent filings, he's the one that's advancing the case as the plaintiff.
So this is kind of a non-pro-tunk issue?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that that's an issue for this court to decide. The issue before this court is not whether Carol Harker Road somehow is still representing the plaintiff as the personal representative. The issue to be decided by this court is whether Carol Harker Road individually is entitled to intervene. That's the issue. I think the other issue needs to be resolved by the trial court, but the issue before this court is whether or not she's entitled to intervene as an individual.
This is not a wrongful death case where the personal representative is the only person who can bring the case. This is a claim for perhaps fraud, right?
So the main allegations within the complaint, and those are within the complaint that's being pursued by the special administrator, and the same allegations were included in the appellant's complaint for intervention, are that there was an agreement that was reached between the two brothers, Brian Harker Road and Sidney Harker Road, prior to their death, wherein they had allegedly agreed that if one brother were to pass away, insurance proceeds would be used to pay the other brother's stock in Harker Road Motors, a company that they were both shareholders in.
Breach of contract or fraud.
So, correct, yes.
This is a buy-sell agreement that's not written down with some key man insurance that beneficiaries were...
That is correct. There's been no written agreement. The allegations are based upon a verbal agreement that was allegedly entered into prior to their death.
So were those claims at the outset property of the first decedent of Sidney Harkle Road that upon his death descended to his heirs or devisee subject to administration?
They did, Your Honor, but they are in, they, and it's the subject to administration that's important, and that is supported by this court's decision in the Nowak versus Headkey case, that it is the personal representative or the special administrator who has the authority to pursue assets on behalf of the estate. And Ms. Harkle Road, Carol Harkle Road, as a devisee or beneficiary, does not have a direct and legal interest to pursue these claims. The standing issue is only with the personal representative, or in this case, a special administrator. That is the proper party, and that's being pursued.
The intervention statute says any person who has or claims an interest in the matter in litigation. What is that, or claims an interest? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question, Your Honor. I know that all the case law interpreting Nebraska Revised Statute 25-528 states that you have to have a direct and legal interest. And here, as a beneficiary of the state, Ms. Harkleroad's interest is not a legal and direct interest.
Isn't she claiming an interest?
She's claiming an interest. She is claiming that the amount that she intends to receive as a beneficiary of the estate will be impacted by this litigation. But the case law is clear that that's not a direct and legal interest. That's an indirect interest. She would have to claim that and you have to look at the allegations that supported her complaint and intervention to see whether she has the right to intervene. She would have to have alleged that she was going to receive 100% of any award that's entered in this litigation to have a direct and legal interest, and that's supported by the case law that's relied upon in our brief. And she doesn't allege that. She alleges that she will substantially benefit. I think if the court looks at the Ruzica case that was decided by this court in 2001, in that case, there were certain circumstances that were present where the court said, yes, in that case, a beneficiary would have an interest, because supporting the complaint intervention in that case, the allegations were that all debts of the estate have been paid, that there are sufficient other assets to pay the other specific bequests that were contained in the decedent's will. And so in that case, the real property that was issued or that was at issue constituted the entirety of the residual estate. And so in that case, then the court concluded that those beneficiaries were the vested title holders in that real estate and could pursue an action related to the real estate. Those allegations aren't present here. There's been no allegation that all of the debts of the estate have been paid. There's been an acknowledgement in the appellant's filing that there are several specific bequests in Sidney Harkle Road's will, but there's been no allegation that there's other assets in the estate to pay those specific bequests. So under these circumstances, individually, a beneficiary does not have a direct and legal interest. She would not have standing to pursue this lawsuit on her own. It is only, the probate code makes clear that it is only the personal representative or the special administrator that could pursue those claims. And if the court were to conclude otherwise, we would have a situation where in every lawsuit that involved an estate asset, you could have beneficiaries or devisees that are filing suit, that are intervening, and it could create issues. And I think the law is clear that that's not the intention of the probate code, that it is the personal representative who has standing to pursue those claims. And if there's no other questions, I would ask that the court affirm the decision of the trial court, which denied the motion for intervention.
Do you agree that there is other pending litigation that could impact our analysis in this case?
I agree that there's other pending litigation within the probate court. I think it raises an issue. So Michelle Harkle Road, as Mr. Samuelson indicated, and this is not within the record, but is pursuing claims against Sidney Harkle Road's estate as a creditor. So I think that raises an issue of whether there's sufficient assets to pay creditors, and that brings to light the issue that Carol Harkle Road is not necessarily going to receive 100% of any award that's entered in this case.
Does she have to receive 100%?
I believe she does, Your Honor, under the case law, to have a legal and direct interest. Otherwise, that legal interest resides only with the personal representative and the special administrator. But to answer your question, I don't think that pending litigation impacts this court's decision. because those allegations that there would have been other assets that needed to be, other assets that were sufficient to satisfy any award that's entered here, those allegations needed to be included in the appellant's motion to intervene. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Do we have any time for rebuttal?
No, Your Honor.
There is no time for rebuttal. That concludes arguments then in Hartchell Road versus Hartchell Road, counsel. Thank you again, and you are excused. And that takes us to the last case of the day then, which is entitled In Re Application A-19594, Water Division 1-A, 1-B. I am recused in this matter, and Justice Miller-Lerman is recused in this matter also. Justice Castle will preside, and please everybody give me a moment to get out of the courtroom.